It is the Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, 736, 750. Your next name for Y94's Pick Your Purse, driven by Muscadel Burns Ford. That'll on the way at 750. Throwback Throwdown in a little bit. First mailbag situation for Playhouse family member Lindsay. And I'm curious, especially for the parents of the Playhouse family, would you in any way, shape, or form be cool with this? I have no good reason to be upset about this or try, it says, or even try to stop it. But I think it's weird. I don't like it, and I'm about to stop it, I think. My 16-year-old daughter has a new boyfriend. He's a nice kid, and we know his parents pretty well. They're not our best friends, but we get along just fine, and we know that they're good parents and overall good people. We're happy the two kids are dating, and they're both 16, and we like it so far. But now, she wants to have a sleepover at his house. She's cleared it with his parents, as has he. They have a guest room, and that's where they'd be staying, she says. I talked with the boy's mom, and she said that she would be there the entire time alone unless they were laying there cuddling and watching a movie, and eventually he would go to his own bedroom. Yeah, sure. I was 16 once, and I know what's really going to happen there. My husband thinks we should let her do it because if the parents say it's okay and we say no, it's going to push her away, and she's going to think we're not the cool parents. He's not happy about it, but he understands that there's really no good way out of this for us. I'm not sure I want to be the cool parent. I just don't want this to happen. How do I stop it, and should I just let it happen?
That's hard, because at least they went to both of you. They went to the parents and said, can we make this work? It's not like she lied and said, I'm staying over at my friend's house, and then snuck over and stayed at the boyfriend's house.
What's the point? Why should this even happen? Well, you guys want to cuddle and watch a movie, and then you're going to sleep alone? You come home, sleep in your own bed. What's the point of this thing even happening?
Listen,
what a dumb idea this is.
I agree with you. I was never allowed to have sleepovers with guys when I was in high school. My sister, on the other hand, after I was grown up and off in college, she was allowed to do that. So I'm still very bitter about it. I only got to have one co-ed sleepover. It was a New Year's Eve sleepover once. I don't like the idea. Why? What's the point?
There's no point. The only reason this would happen is for bad reasons. If this were to happen, I'm going to be sleeping in the hallway.
The mom?
I'm going to be sleeping in the hallway. If that were me, I'd be, all right, sure, you can do that. You go to your room, you go to your room. I'll sleep in the hallway. Thank you.
But see, the fact that they were responsible enough to even bring it up, I wonder if they are smart kids and they just want to stay up late and watch movies, and they're not going to get into that kind of thing.
And I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. That's actually very convenient because I'm on my way to work. I'll pick you up and drive you home when the movie's done.
For real?
Yes. I don't like it at all. I think it's hinky.
I don't like the idea, but I also feel like you have to kind of be open and think about the fact that they asked both parents. I think that's responsible and mature.
This is why I'm glad we're putting GPS trackers in everybody. I got mine. It's a Pfizer. That's a joke. Have you seen some texts already?
Someone said, hand them the things you wear and say, practice being safe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'd be the cool parents then, I guess.
But see, I agree, though, like how she said she doesn't want to be the cool parent. But then was it the husband who said it might just drive the wedge between them? Like if one family, the boyfriend's family, says yes, but now the girlfriend's family saying no.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I like it one bit. 237 it. Tax 35270. Would you allow this to happen, or is there a better way to handle it? Maybe an idea that none of these people have thought of. That I'd be curious to know, too. 7:40, 10 minutes away from Pick Your Purse, is Jonas Brothers, Leave Before You Love Me. That's what's going to happen in that house! All right, creeping up on Pick Your Purse, Y94 Playhouse in a mailbag situation for Lindsay. And she described that her 16-year-old daughter is really hyped up on the idea of having like a sleepover at her boyfriend's house. They're both 16. Apparently, the story is that she'd be in the guest room, they'd cuddle, watch some movies, and he'd eventually go to his own bedroom. His parents are totally cool with this, and now Lindsay and her husband are like, well, do we have to do this now to be like the cool parents, or do we say no? I kind of want to stop this. How do I handle this? Do you think she should let it happen, or no way?
So I was that girl. I had a good relationship with my parents. I had a good steady boyfriend. I wasn't the naughty kid. I was really good, and I had the conversation with my parents. Hey, can my boyfriend come over, and can we watch movies, and can we cruise Maine, and we do all the things we did way back when? And my parents were like, yep, you have to be responsible. You can be good. I was like, you know what? I am good. This is going to happen. Everything is great. And then I got pregnant in my childhood bedroom. So no, do not let that happen, because kids are still kids, and they're not smart all the time.
That is, we don't need any more phone calls. That's why that doesn't happen.
Kids are kids. I mean, yeah, they think they're smart and nothing's going to happen. You know what? They're kids. They're just, teenagers, it happens.
How do we know the mom really isn't going to be there and making sure nothing happens? A nice chaperone.
My mom was a nice chaperone. Back to the part where I got pregnant while my mom was home.
Wow.
It's just never a good idea. When they're adults, fine. But when they're living under your roof, don't allow it, because it's just, kids are kids and they make bad decisions, and even the good kids make bad decisions.
Well, listen, beyond appreciate the story and you being just sharing that very personal story. So thank you so much.
Yes. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. And some of the texts there, Amy Kay.
Some of them are pretty similar. Someone said, no, absolutely not. When I was younger, his mom used to lie to my mom, and then I was a mom at 14. It's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. Someone else said, a friend of mine allowed her kids to have co-ed sleepovers. She brought up the point that if they're going to be doing something naughty, what prevents them from doing that in the daytime too? Food for thought, anyways. Someone said, when I was in high school, my parents let my boyfriend sleep over all the time. My mom always said at least they were home and she can monitor what we were doing. And someone said, same situation happened to me when I was in high school. My parents said no, but I would either end up sneaking out or lying about where I was and stayed there anyways.
And there is that mentality too, I suppose. Maybe you just talk more with the parents. How do they see this going? Are they going to be like present?
At a point, are they going to say, okay, now it's time for her to go to the spare room? How do we know she's not going to sneak out?
Yeah, I think all valid questions to ask if your kid's going to be over at somebody's house, whether they're 6, 12, or 16.
I think it's so nice that they asked anyways. They tried to get permission instead of being bad and sneaking out and doing it anyways.
Hey, you can go over there, but we're going to need you to put a Ring doorbell. In that bedroom.
I think you should just, you stand outside that door and make sure she doesn't come out.
I'll happily chaperone that for you. I would happily do that. Okay, so are more people saying, like, I'm seeing a lot of variations in Text Club of the reason that it would make sense to let this happen is you don't know what's happening outside of this.
Someone else said, as someone who regularly snuck her high school boyfriend into the house while her parents were home and didn't know what was going on and they were asleep, it would be easy for that girl to sneak in his room in the middle of the night. So I guess, yeah, most people are saying
it's not a good idea.
I really don't like it. More people are kind of siding with you and just saying, no, don't do it.
Okay. All right. So pick your purse. We have minutes from now. We have to do that. Pick your purse in 3 minutes. Okay.
The Morning Playhouse on Y94.